I have a survey for you. Eating ice cream is America's favorite summertime thing to do. Technically, it says ice cream or popsicles, but ice cream is doing the heavy lifting there. 60% love it. Another 35% like it. Only 1% said they hate eating ice cream in summer. Top 10.
That kind of makes sense. I can't imagine not liking it.
Yeah, I can't either.
Eh.
We've got the top 10 most popular summer activities in order. I'll start with number 10, and it's just a survey. Number 10, having a picnic. Number 9, watching fireworks.
Ooh.
And 16% of Americans are not fans there.
Mm.
Number 8 is stargazing. And number 7, swimming in a pool. Number 6 is hiking or nature walks. Number 5, going to the beach. And number 4 is road trips. Number 3, grilling. Number 2, going on vacation. And number 1, eating ice cream or popsicles.
I like doing all those things.
All of them.
Yeah, those are all nice.
Yeah. Spirit Aerosystems and Boeing have completed the redesign of a door plug with safety features intended to prevent another blowout like the one that occurred on a 737 MAX last year and sent both companies reeling. The new design is awaiting approval from the Federal Aviation Administration. Now, the FAA certification process is being expedited in order to be ready for installation on new airplanes next year. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy said last week. A Boeing spokesperson said the 2026 timeline is an estimate based because the redesign requires approval from the FAA. 7 former NBC Oklahoma Bank locations opened as Equity Bank last Thursday. Equity Bank Shares, Inc., the holding company for Equity Bank, has completed its $87 million acquisition of NBC Corporation of Oklahoma. The deal bumps the Wichita-headquartered bank's presence in Oklahoma up to 15 locations. Equity's merger with the Oklahoma City-based bank accounts for its 13th M&A since going public a decade ago. Equity now operates a total of 82 locations from Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. And Wichita Westsiders will soon see construction underway on Mocha's Coffee and Eatery's third Wichita location. Jason Ingermanson, president and CEO of JRI Hospitality, the Salina company behind the coffee brand, confirmed that a $1.5 million commercial plan review is for a new shop near the northwest corner of 37th Street and Ridge Road out west, and construction should begin within 60 days. The work will take around 6 months to complete, and an official opening of the shop is planned for spring. And that's Wichita Business News from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. Steve and Ted, and today is Monday, July 7th, 2025. A couple of things. First of all, I'd like to mention this one thing. It's personal, but it's also professional. This morning, Ted is gone, so I had to fill in, and I was privileged to fill in for Ted to do the newscast this morning on KEYN, our sister station down the hall. And I'd just like to point out that the last time I did a newscast or a news update on KEYN radio was in December of 1980.
Wow, it's been a while.
The first 10 years of my employment in radio, I worked at KEYN. And then that was 45 years ago, the last time I got to be on KEYN. So kind of going back a ways to bring that one around. Okay. Today is National Deck Day, highlighting the importance of decks as outdoor gathering and leisure spaces. I like this. The deck is an area for families to spend quality time together or for you to host parties. And don't let this day pass without doing a little something to show your appreciation. I have to say that I do not have a deck. Shelley and I have a patio behind our home, which is paved. It's a very nice place. But both my son and my daughter in their homes have decks. And they're very. I was on both of them this weekend enjoying time with my kids and my grandkids. And with Scott down in Derby yesterday, or the day before yesterday, I guess. But, we had a cigar and a little something to drink. It was very nice. Kind of warm out there. And then it was on the 4th that I was on Stacy, my daughter's deck, and we were having an evening there. And she's out west, and not many trees right around her house, so we could see for miles. and see all the fireworks that were going on miles and miles around out on the west side, around Central and 135th Street West. A bit, huge display. It was really, really something. So
cool.
Anyway, there you go. The fourth got, we got through it. We're okay. My wife had a problem because in our neighborhood, the 4th of July, we had one neighbor who decided he was just going to keep blowing off the loud fireworks clear until 2 o'clock in the morning. They're supposed to stop at 11, are they not, Jad? Is that the ordinance? Do you know?
Yeah, I'd have to look into it.
I think they got to stop at 11, but I don't think it's very strictly enforced. At any rate, she didn't get much sleep. She got caught up on her sleep yesterday. I, myself, I can roll over and go to sleep in any situation, so I didn't care. But anyway, it looks like overall we had a pretty safe and sane fourth around here, except for, you know, the
occasional injuries.
Yeah, some people just can't get, you know, can't get into it. And
yep.
It's tough. And the dogs in the past.
Oh, yeah.
As Mayor Wu was talking about just a few minutes ago. Devastating flooding. More than 80 people dead. That's the count so far in Central Texas with flooding there. And with us this morning with more on the story, Fox News Radio's Eben Brown. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning.
You know, I'm very well aware that if we get 4 inches of rain over 2 days, we think that's a lot of rain. But my goodness,
yeah,
that flooding on the Guadalupe was something else, wasn't it?
It certainly was. They got about 12 inches in a very short period of time in an area of the country that gets only maybe about 30 inches of rain in a year.
Yeah.
So there's only so much, you know, water the ground can take, right? And in this case, it floods into the river. It trickles into the river, the Guadalupe River, which rose 27 feet in about 45 minutes.
Well, you're talking about
in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That's a tough factor right there, because possibly folks couldn't monitor weather channels or anything, or weren't doing it at that time, huh?
Well, there's that. There's also the fact that this is what is called a 100 or 500 year flood, which is not just an old wives' tale term. It's a technical term. It means we don't have any record of this happening before in that area. We don't have a record of it in the past 100 years. We don't have records going back 500 years. We don't know what happened to the Guadalupe River in the year 1525.
Wow.
Therefore, we have no reason to suspect that this could happen. Therefore, people aren't really going to be prepared for something like this. That being said, there's going to be a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking on this. Maybe we should wait till next Monday morning, as opposposed to today. But there will be questions. People are already asking them about the weather service and the alerts and whatnot. As far as we know, the National Weather Service did its job. It sent out its alerts. The question is, was anyone listening?
Yeah.
Not to pull back the curtain too much here, but did the local radio station have someone working?
You know, and meteorologists tell me that when it comes to predicting rainfall amounts or snow amounts, even worse, it's hit or miss on any situation. And this time, apparently, nobody thought to. As you say, it's a once in a couple of century situation.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to be prepared for something like this. And then, of course, everyone is talking about this summer camp, Camp Mystic. Well, if it's anything like my old summer camp, most people don't have their cell phones with them.
Right.
Most people probably don't even have a radio with them, a clock radio. When I was a summer camp kid, we weren't allowed to have the clock radios.
Absolutely. You're,
so we were disconnected on purpose. Now, the camp directors had radios and were paying attention to what was going on in the outside world. But again, I don't know, you know, if, you know, I don't know what their policies or procedures were. They may have done everything they were supposed to do. So we just don't know. We know that one of the deaths at the camp was one of the camp owners. Sadly, it's this camp has been owned by, I guess, the same family going back many, many decades. The camp itself is 100 years old, I think. Mm-hmm. It's a very well-known camp in Texas. I guess Texas Society sent their daughters there. It's a girls' Christian camp. And we don't know what they did or didn't do, and they may have done everything right. And now's not the time for throwing fingers at anyone. We have to concentrate on searching and rescuing and keeping people in our prayers, because there could be a chance that there are survivors and they have to be found.
Huge tragedy. Eben, thanks for being with us. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown this morning. talking about the flooding on the Guadalupe River in Texas and more than 80 people dead.